Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastor Rock as he ministers the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here is Pastor Rock.
First of all, I want to thank y'all for what y'all did for Pastor Sharon last Sunday. It was awesome. Y'all really blessed her. You really honored her. And I mean it. It just blessed her socks off last week and blessed us to see, blessed me to see it. I mean it. That was awesome. Thank all of y'all. Want to give a special thanks to Wanda Bowser, because without Wanda Bowser, Pastor Sharon couldn't have been here last week. So I want to thank her. And y'all know, if Pastor Sharon was here this morning, she would do two things. She would ask you to share the message this morning. So I'm going to ask you to share. Take out your phones, share it to your Facebook, share it to your social media. And we have found this is just making astounding differences on how far the message is going out by you just doing that little simple thing. It's doing a great deal. And I also want to speak over you this morning. I just want to just take it just off the cuff this morning. I want to just hold my hands over you this way, and I'll just ask you to hold your hands this way. I know we got a lot of stuff going on this morning. That's all right. That's all right. We're just reverencing the Lord. Amen. We're just reverencing the Lord. I just declare over your people today, I declare your goodness and your mercy overtakes them today. I declare this week they see evidence of your goodness and your mercy. They can't help but see it this week. And we thank you for it, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now I'm going to ask y'all, as I do every week, I'm going to ask y'all to really make a strong drawing on the anointing of God, because it makes all the difference in the world on how the Word gets out and what you receive from the Word. So I'm going to ask you to really make a drawing on the Word this morning. Now, I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service this day. Father, we just thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you that the Word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank you for strong utterance and strong anointing, and that your people make a strong drawing on the anointing of God this day. In Jesus' name, amen. And the title of the message today is Kind Words or Good Medicine. And maybe y'all need some good medicine today. Amen. Hallelujah. Galatians 5:22, this is in the Good News Translation, says, but the Spirit produces, I really like the way it says this, the Spirit produces love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. And so the Holy Spirit produces kindness in us, and it's one of the fruits of the Spirit. Now, to be kind is to be considerate or helpful, a sympathetic attitude toward others, a willingness to do good, well-disposed, gracious, merciful. Now, the Holy Spirit is developing the fruit of the Spirit of kindness. So He's given us opportunities to be kind. And He's going to have to take a lot of us out of our box. Amen? He's continually doing it. There's different levels of being kind, and He's taking us, you know, fruit. You could have a piece of fruit that's a little bitty piece of fruit, or you could have a great big piece of fruit. But some fruit is just malnourished, and it's little, and it's not where it should be. And some is great big, and it's wonderful. Okay, I'll give you an example this morning. Okay, I got a lot of stuff this morning. I'm telling you, for somebody that never uses stuff, I've got a lot that the Holy Spirit gave me this morning, so hallelujah. Okay, how many of y'all think that looks good? Okay, that's a nice piece of fruit, isn't it? Okay, now I want to show y'all what we look like before the Holy Spirit gets a hold of us. Y'all will figure this out in a minute. You say, that's not an apple. That's right, this is an onion. Because He takes us to a new species of being that never existed before. And so He's got to turn us into an apple by the Holy Spirit. But I tell you, we're like onions with layers. There's layers of problems and layers of drama and layers of just stubbornness and layers of rebellion. Thank you very much. And he said, I've got to get them to look like this. I've got to grow fruit on them so that they will be made in the image of Christ. And it's going to take some work on the onion there to, in order to get the onion to look like this piece of fruit. Amen? So he's going to have to do a mighty work. Amen? Now, I think it's cool because the Holy Spirit, he has to change the way we think. He has to get us thinking differently, not the way we're raised. You know, a lot of times we weren't raised in the correct manner of the Word, and He's got to get us to line up with that Word. So the Holy Spirit is constantly doing things because we'll say, well, you know, I'm kind enough. No, you're not. You're not kind enough. You're not as kind as the Holy Spirit wants us all to be because there's different levels of it, and He's raising us up into different levels. He is training us to be kind if we yield to Him, and it's a big job going from this to this. Big job. So, because we're going to have to talk different. We're going to have to think different. He's removing layer by layer of our crustiness because we're set in our ways. Look at your neighbor and point at your neighbor and say, yeah, boy. You definitely set in your ways. You definitely set in your ways. And see, He's got to change that in us. He's got to do big work. I don't know about you guys. I tell you the truth. He's had a huge work in me, but He's got just as big a work in y'all. You know, I'm not looking at anybody that has already arrived. We're on the way, but we have not arrived. Amen? Hallelujah. So He's got to produce that fruit because we got pockets of selfishness in us. We got pockets of pride. And the Holy Spirit has given us opportunities and directions to get us to develop that fruit of kindness in us. He's given us an impression. He'll say, do this for so-and-so. And you say, nah, I ain't really got time. I got other stuff going on. I ain't got time to fool with it. So we just push it aside. And He's saying, okay, give this to so-and-so. Well, that'll cost me money. I don't want part of my money because I'm selfish. Oh, wait. Oh, that was so good. Y'all almost missed it. Many times He'll ask us to do things that are out of our comfort zone. Oh, my God. He will ask you. He'll keep you out of your comfort zone. I mean, wow. He will change the borders of your comfort zone. Okay. We said He'd change your language. Okay. You say, well, God said by the Holy Spirit to us, I want you to speak this kind word to them. And they're doing a good job or they're doing this situation right here and they're working hard. They're in the middle of this. I want you to speak into that. I want you to encourage them with your kind words. That's kind of not my way. I'm really kind of a quiet, reserved person. You're not quiet and reserved when you get mad about something. Oh, that was good. We're not quiet and reserved when we're complaining about something. Oh, I'm sorry. I am meddling. I'm supposed to be teaching. I'm meddling. Well, that's not really who I am. That's why the Holy Spirit is changing who you are and who I am from this to this. But we've got to yield to Him in order to do it. And it's a process. Woo! It's a big process. He's trying to develop us and get us skilled. He wants us to be able to go by somebody that's having a real bad day. And I mean, He wants to be able to use us because we're so skilled at this that we can give them a word and it'll line up with the Word of God and it'll just pump them. It'll just lift them from the bottom to the top because we are so skilled in giving that kind word. We're not thinking about ourselves, we're thinking about them. How can we be used by the Holy Spirit? He just taps us on the shoulder. I need you to speak this over this person today. I need you to do it right now. And He wants us to be instantly obeying that. He wants us to step out of our comfort zone. You may look foolish sometimes by saying, well, I don't want to say that. That would be very foolish for me to say that. Don't. That's pride. Whew. We make excuses why we can't do things. I guess this is all for Pastor today. I think not. I think it's for all of us today. Hallelujah. So The Holy Spirit is saying, I need you to be developed in saying kind words to people and doing kind acts for people. And I don't need your excuses. Ooh. Okay, I'll show you a real simple way that the Holy Spirit trains us to be kind. How many of y'all like animals, love animals? If you don't raise your hand on this one, I'm really going to be praying for you anyway. And to be honest with you, if we stick you in the middle of the church and we pray for you and you don't like animals, this is an animal-loving church. This could be dangerous for you because you're going to have hands laid all over you. You're going to have ham imprints on you because we're so loving of animals around here. It's going to be like, who, what? What you talking about? All right, let me give you a scripture and tell you where I'm going. Proverbs 12 and 10 in the CUV, Contemporary English Version, says, good people are kind to their animals, but a mean person is cruel. In other words, one of the ways that the Holy Spirit is training us to be kind, if He can't get us to do it with people, He'll get us to do it with animals. And finally, He'll get us where we're so kind to our animals that every now and then, He'll get us to be kind to people. He's leading us and guiding us, and we don't even know He's doing it, but He's doing it. Proverbs 12 and 5 in the Contemporary English, good people have kind thoughts. Sometimes an onion can have a kind thought. Even though this onion is self-centered, it's got all these layers of crust, it's always complaining, it's always griping, it's always murmuring, it's always about self, but the Holy Spirit says, I'll peel those layers off. And I'm going to turn you into somebody you ain't never been before. And I'm going to turn you into something beautiful. But you're going to yield to me as I'm doing things. Because He'll come back again and again and again. Well, we didn't check it. We didn't realize that's what He was doing the first time. He'll do it again. He'll send somebody else down the same path to get us to be kind to Him. He's trying to grow us up in this fruit of kindness. Now, this Proverbs 16:24 in the Passion. Nothing is more appealing than speaking beautiful, life-giving words, for they release sweetness to our souls. Get this, here it is, and inner healing to our spirits. Kind words release inner healing. Okay, in the Easy Version, Proverbs 16:24, kind words are sweet as honey. They also bring health and strength. In the Message, it says, gracious speech is like clover honey. Good taste to the soul, quick energy to the body. You energize people. I energize people when I give them a kind word. They energize us. Proverbs 16:24 in the Good News, it says, kind words, they're good for your health. So kind words are good for your health. I kept running into stuff in this word study about health, and especially about bones. Where bones is concerned, kind words are good for your bones. I kept seeing that in scriptures. And I thought, there's something there. And we need to dig it out. Colossians 3 and 12 in the Good News says, says that we must clothe ourselves with kindness. In other words, we put it on. Okay. Now, I was going to put on a coat today, but I decided better against it. I didn't know it would be like Antarctica today, but... But I like it. I'm not complaining. I didn't mean that as a complaint. But okay, I had to put these gloves on. We have to put kindness on. In situations that it's not convenient for us to do it, in we don't have time. We don't have a lot of time. Certain times when the Holy Spirit will tap us and say, I want you to do it right now. Well, I'm running late. And the Holy Spirit will say, do it now. I'll take care of the time on the other end. If you'll do what I'm saying, I'll redeem the time for the thing that you're concerned about the time about. If you'll just put on kindness at this time. Part of my onion fell on the floor, it's all right. Proverbs 3 and 3. I had to hang on. I got to square this onion away for a second. Hallelujah. This onion's not wanting to stay there. That's the thing about onions. They don't want to stay there. They don't want to do right. It's rebellious. I'll fix it in a minute, though. I'm telling you. I'll chop that baby up and throw it out. Okay. Don't let mercy and kindness and truth leave you. Instead, let these qualities define you. Bind them securely around your neck. bind, I know, the audio. Bind, I didn't see that one coming. Bind them securely around your neck. Bind kindness. Write them on the table of your heart. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Okay. So you're putting kindness on. In one scripture it says like apparel. In one scripture, the Red Bible, it says put on kindness as if they were new clothes. In the Amplified Classic, it says close yourselves and put on the behavior of kindness. Bind kindness around your neck. Clothe yourself with kindness. So it's something that we do. We think the Lord's doing everything for us, but we've got to yield to Him to do what He wants done in this earth. And it's kindness in action. 1 Corinthians 13 and 4 says, love is large and incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. He develops this fruit of kindness in our lives, this fruit of the Spirit. And I tell you, He'll do it over and over a period of time. And eventually, over a period of time, we're changed from the way that onion looks to the way that apple looks. He's changed us so much that it becomes habitually a part of us. It's connected to us. It is who we are, not who we were. We used to be somebody that was somebody completely different, and He's changing us to somebody we've never been, just like the image of Christ. Proverbs 15 and 4, kind words are like the fruit of a tree that gives life. Message says kind words heal and help. Cutting words wound and maim. Our kind words bring healing. So don't discount the power of a kind word. Don't withhold your kind words from your loved ones. Don't withhold your kind. We say, you know, they know I love them. Say it. Say it. Don't withhold your kind words from the people God puts in your path. Husbands and wives, a lot of times, just need to learn kind words. I'm going to let it marinate just for a second. Because we know other kind of words. We know hateful words. We know shouting words. We know wrong words. Thank you very much. Kind words, what was our scripture in the beginning, bring inner healing. So I'm going to give you some examples of kind words to say, since we probably don't know the examples of what to say. You are helpful. Some people will never say the next one, but it's a good saying, and it is kind words. You were right. Yep. There's two slain in the Spirit already in this service. Wow. You were right. Wow. Those words have never been out of that person's mouth or this person's mouth ever. You were right. I read a t-shirt. It says, I knew you were right 10 minutes ago. I just wanted to argue about it. Thank you very much. Another example of kind words, I'm grateful for you. I understand. I appreciate you. I remember one time, Ish don't say nothing. I love him, but he just don't say two words. He just don't do it. That's just, you know. And I remember one time, I tell you the truth, I was having I had a little problem. How can I say this? Okay, there's a member that used to be here, and I was having a real problem with my thoughts and mind, will, and emotions about this particular member. Can I say it that way? And that's not busting nobody chops or anything. Okay? And I was like, and he knew what I was going through. I didn't say it. I just said, ugh. And I was just exasperated. And he just looked at me and said, I understand. Oh! I took it like God said, I understand. Yeah. Just saying you understand sometimes is all people need to hear. Just saying I appreciate you. Great idea. Good job. I thank God for you. I forgive you. I'm proud of you. See, we know the enemy is the accuser of the brethren. And any time we want to judge and accuse, we're doing the enemy's work. People in the body of Christ in general, and even in this body, some of them are discouraged. And one kind word may reconnect them to the body of Christ. One kind word from you can bring healing to someone who is broken. You've been through something somebody else has been through, and you can give them a kind word of grace in their situation. You're going to make it. You're going to go through to the other side of this. Because I tell you, when you're standing on this side, you don't know if you're going to the other side sometimes. I mean, it gets so dark, it gets so black, you don't know. You don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Some people are not in church today because the devil has been accusing them and condemning them. And they're being pulled out of the body of Christ by the lies of the enemy. And the Holy Spirit will put someone on your heart that you can encourage. Every one of us, He'll put somebody else. Sometimes He'll put the same person on our hearts. But sometimes He'll, and you know it's a real important thing when several people are getting the same thing from the Spirit at the same time. It's like, that's confirming, do it now, do it now, do it now. Don't put it off, do it now. There's someone our kind words can bring healing to. Our kind words can stop someone from drowning spiritually. Our kind words can reconnect somebody to the body of Christ. Don't just think kind thoughts. Speak kind words. Take kind actions. Let someone know what they mean to you today. So many people wait until people die, and then they eulogize them at the funeral. They say all kind of nice, wonderful things about them, but those people never heard those things while they were alive. Never. Well, I don't believe in speaking that. Yeah, not unless they're dead. Great timing. No, say it while they're alive. I don't care if you think I'm weak because I speak something that's a compliment. It's a God-given, real compliment from my heart. I don't care if people think I'm weak because I do that. I don't care. 1 Thessalonians 5, I don't care. You know, some people can't tell people they love each other. I think that's stupid. Now, I understand that some people were raised in such a way that they've never done that and they're not used to it. I was not raised that way, and it's hard for me to identify with that. But, you know, we should be able to do that. If you're filled with the Spirit, you're telling me you're a Christian, then you should be able to tell people that you love them and you should mean it. Should flow from your heart. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Therefore, encourage and comfort one another and build up one another just as you're doing. We said kind words about the inner healing. That was Proverbs 16:24. Okay, I kept giving you scriptures, and of course I didn't put these where they were. I did. Oh, yeah, okay. Kind words bring healing to the bones. The Net Bible says healing to the bones, kind words. Good News Bible says good for your health. The Web Bible says health to the bones. There's a pattern there. NIV says they bring healing to the body. Kind words bring healing to the body. Jubilee Bible says, Proverbs 16:24, kind words are medicine to the bones. And I believe if we heard more kind words, then our bones would be more nourished. I mean that. I believe that. That our bones, we'd have less bone problems. Bone problems are caused by, you know, dry bones, brittle bones. But I'm telling you, there's a nourishment that goes on when we speak kind words. Now, this is the Word of God. I'm speculating. The Word of God says it'll do something for your bones when you receive kind words. Proverbs 14:31, the Good News says, I've never seen this. Maybe y'all have seen it. I have never seen it. I love it. Kindness shown to the poor is an act of worship. Isn't that good? Oh my gosh, that's so good. Proverbs 25:21-22 says, if your enemy, this is passion, if your enemy is hungry, buy him lunch. Win him over with your kindness. Your surprise and generosity will awaken his consciousness, and God will reward you with favor. Contemporary English Bible, Proverbs 11:17, says kindness is rewarded. We just saw one example of that. Proverbs 11:17, the classic Amplified, says the merciful, kind, and generous man benefits himself, for his deeds return to bless him. So we set a law in motion. When we're kind to others, somebody will be kind to us. Proverbs 31:26, this is the Amplified Classic. This is the virtuous woman. She opens her mouth in skillful and godly wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. Have you ever had not the law of kindness on your tongue? Yep. There was a few brave souls that said that. So kind words, they nourish our souls. They must be spoken out loud. Speak words of faith and victory over your family, over your spouse, over your children. I used to go to Little League and with Benjamin. And, you know, we went to Little League to have fun. We didn't know that, you know, the one in a million of the players in Little League, one of them out of a million is going to become a pro baseball player. I mean, you know, the odds on that are just horrendous. But at Little League, most of the parents treat those little kids like, oh my God, they're yelling at them and they're screaming at them and you did such a lousy job. Why can't you catch, boy? What's wrong with you? And I'm thinking, somebody needs to spank these parents. They need to. Thank you. I'm not thinking kind thoughts right now. I'm sorry. I'm thinking unkind actions right now. Actually, it involves the fivefold ministry. Thank you. Fivefold. Never mind, y'all. Speak kind words over your friends. Speak kind words over people you don't know. Kind words will nourish your spouse. And kind words will improve your marriage. How many of y'all have ever watched the Andy Griffith Show? There was a character on there, Ernest T. Bass. Everybody's laughing because you know who Ernest T. Bass was. He's the guy, the crazy guy, that threw the rocks all the time. He's constantly throwing rocks. Bam, he'll bust a window. He's throwing rocks at people. He's doing all kind of crazy stuff. Well, I remember in one episode, they were going to give him some etiquette lessons. And so they took him to, you know, because he's busting all the windows out in the town and he's throwing rocks at all the people. And they said, you've got to have etiquette lessons. So they took him and they gave him etiquette lessons. It really didn't help him. Never mind. You'll have to watch the episode. It was really good. But we laugh at that. But we all need lessons on how to communicate because we're throwing rocks at people. Sticks and stones might break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's not true. It's a lie. We hurt with our words, our unkind words. Words are like the piercing through of a sword. That Proverbs 12 and 18. Reckless words are like the thrust of a sword, cutting remarks meant to stab and to hurt. But the words of the wise soothe and heal. Proverbs 12 and 18, and this is in the Good News Translation. Thoughtless words can wound as deeply as any sword, but wisely spoken words can heal. Now, this is in the easy-to-read version. Speak without thinking. Speak without thinking, and your words can cut like a knife. Be wise, and your words can heal. Okay, I'm going to give you a personal example. Years ago, I was, most of y'all know it anyway. Years ago, when I was a teenager, my senior year in high school, I was in radio. I was a radio disc jockey. And I never really wanted to be a radio disc jockey. The only reason I was a radio disc jockey is because my best friend was a radio disc jockey. And he wanted me. You know how your peers will pull you into stuff that is God's plan for you, but you don't know it. It's the farthest thing from your mind. Anyway, I was in it for a while there. And someone told me that I needed to change my voice. It wasn't a radio voice. And I was wounded, to tell you the truth, by their words. Because I was already insecure about how I was doing things. And these words put a dark cloud over my head. And now I'm going to take a side journey real quick. The enemy will try to pierce us with hurtful words in the areas of our greatest insecurities. That's where we really get offended. That's where we really get messed up. That's where we really get angry. When he hits through someone that he uses through reckless words, thoughtless words, in the areas of our insecurities. Now, after hearing those words, I felt like my breath was knocked out of me. Now, I know I've done that to people many times. I've done it to you as a congregation many times. Y'all have done it to me. I'll be honest with you. That goes both ways too. And anyway, this was said, and I'm like, dark cloud. I'm like destroyed with those words, honestly. And then the boss came in. And he hadn't heard anything that was just said. Not a word. And here's what he said. He greeted me and he looked at me and he said, I really like your voice. This was totally impromptu. I mean, he had no clue. He said, this is the kind words. He said, I really like your voice. It's different. He said, don't change a thing. I was like, well, all right. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. To me, I took it as God saying, I heard those words. And they were spoken against you, and I saw how they made you feel. But I didn't say those words to you. That was the enemy using somebody, even if they don't know it, he's using somebody to speak over you. My words came from the boss. That's what he was telling me. My words were words of affirmation and kindness. I said, I really like your voice. Don't change a thing. I walked around in a cloud for days. I was 9 foot tall and bulletproof. Or is that 10 foot tall and bulletproof? I think it's 10 foot tall. I was 12 foot tall and bulletproof. How about that? That's a new saying. God used that man's kind words to bring inner healing to me. And God is saying to some people today, I didn't speak those words over you that have wounded you. From the time that you were a child, there's wounds that have been spoken from wrong words. And you thought it was God and it was the devil because he's trying to stop the plans of God over your life. Trying to make you very insecure or afraid in that area. I believe that God is breaking the power of wrong words over people's lives today. I believe God is doing inner healing in people today. Some of you can still hear the wrong words. You can still hear the tone. And God is canceling those wrong words out that have been spoken against you. I'll give you a scripture, Isaiah 54:17. People will make weapons to fight against you, but their weapons will not defeat you. Some people will say things against you, but anyone who speaks against you will be proved wrong. The Lord says, that is what my servants get. They get the good things that come from me, their Lord. Can I go another minute or two? Y'all going to let me now. You've got to keep drawing or I'll have to stop. Ephesians 4:29. I don't have far. Ephesians 4:29, the Passion Translation. It says, and never let ugly or hateful words come from your mouth. But instead let your words become beautiful gifts that encourage others. Do this by speaking words of grace to help them. In Ephesians 4:30-31, the Holy Spirit of God has sealed you in Jesus Christ until you experience your full salvation. So never grieve the Spirit of God or take for granted His holy influence in your life. Lay aside bitter words, temper tantrums, revenge, profanity, insults. Lay aside those things. In the Good News Translation, it says, get rid of all bitterness, passion, and anger. No more shouting or insults. No more hateful feelings of any sort. And verse number 32 Ephesians 4:32, the Passion Translation. But instead, be kind and affectionate toward one another. Proverbs 16:23, the easy to read. Always think. No, I missed the part. Wise people always think before they speak, so what they say is worth listening to. Oh, that's good. Got another one? Hebrews 13:16 in the Passion. We will show mercy to the poor and not miss an opportunity to do acts of kindness for others, for they are true sacrifices that delight God's heart. And I'm going to end with this. There was a man at the checkout counter, and he's got his groceries and stuff up there, and he's $12 short. And there's a man behind him that sees as he's gathering his stuff to take it back, you know, taking this off and this off to in order to check out. And there's a man behind him, it says here, and he gave him a $20 bill. And he said, please don't do that. He said, this will be okay. It's no problem. He said, you don't understand. I need to do this. And he said, I don't understand. He said, I really don't want you to do it. He said, it's okay. Please take this as a gift. He said, the guy that was given the $20 said, every day I go to the hospital because my mother has cancer and I buy her flowers. It's a true story. But she told me no more. find someone else and help them with that money. So he said, these are my mother's flowers. 1 Peter 3:8, the Passion, demonstrate kindness toward other believers. And Proverbs 15:4, kind words are good medicine, but deceitful words can really hurt. When you speak healing words, you offer others fruit from the tree of life. But unhealthy negative words do nothing but crush their hopes. There she comes. Glory to God. Glory to God.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.